Only one of us is.
We're ready to convene our city council meeting on the 16th of August, the year 2022. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Severing this evening. He's on his way home from taking his son back to get his degree. He's back there. But anyway, welcome to those who are with us tonight in attendance. We'll start our meeting tonight with a thought or invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilmember Ekstrom. Councilmember Ekstrom?
So I'll start with an invocation. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so very grateful to be gathered together in this beautiful place. We're grateful for all of the bounteous blessings that Thou hast poured out upon us and for all of Thy tender mercies upon us. We're grateful for one another, and we're grateful for the love that we share, that we have in our community, and we're grateful for all of the blessings and material possessions and opportunities that we have been given. We ask Thee to please bless us with wisdom. Please bless us with Thy Spirit. Please bless us with guidance and direction. Please bless us that we may be able to have our hearts and minds opened, that we may be able to listen and act in accordance with Thy mind and will. Please bless us that we may be able to do the things that will help bring us together as a community in love and harmony. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember Ekstrom. We appreciate that. Under our consent agenda, I just want to mention that this is a special meeting of the City Council. I have signed the notification along with the appropriate City Council members. At this time, Council, I would call for any conflicts of interest. Any conflicts of interest do you think need to be disclosed regarding anything on the agenda this evening? I see none, so we'll move on to our active agenda. We'll start our agenda with public comments. If you'd like to comment, please step up to the podium here and state your name. And if you're a resident of North Ogden City, we will be limiting comments this evening to 5 minutes. So if you would be considerate and do that, I'd appreciate it. So at this point in time, John, if you would watch for anyone online, if they would like to comment and let us know, just kind of raise your hand and John will notice that online. So we'll now go ahead with public comments.
My name is Doug Anderson. I'm a resident of North Ogden City. Thank you for giving me a few minutes here. I want to report, follow up on what I said last Tuesday. I got names in the phone numbers of 5 people who stepped up last Tuesday. And we haven't really formed a committee, but I did follow Councilmember Swanson's advice to get with John Collin and pursue how we're going to do this. And I realize, I think I got a tiger by the tail. After having reviewed Q&As, a couple of letters from former city councilmen, kind of a 10,000 foot review of the 33 page budget, and I freely admit that I'm not done, just barely scratching the surface. But I am scratching the surface, and I wrote a letter which I know all of you have seen, requesting that you postpone the decision until next week, because we're not done. And even after next week, when we go through with this citizens committee, we're still not done. We're not going to wash our hands and walk away. You know, there's still work to be done, and I recognize that. And I'm willing to put out some time to do that. I also realize that you folks have been elected to do this job. And what makes me think I can do any better job of looking at the budget and combing through it, agonizing over it, what makes me think I can do any better job than you have already done and will continue to do? So in a way, I'm questioning myself. But I think that further improvement can be done. I know that last week you said you would do some more looking, see what other economies you could do, and I'm anxious to hear about that. But I will tell you that I have a vision of what this can be. I think I want us to see each other as allies in this effort, not adversaries. That's the spirit that I want to approach this as. Is that I'm on your side, I realize, kind of like Pogo said in the comic strip years ago, we have met the enemy, it is us. We have met the council, and it is us. We are all in this boat, as you said last week. I live here too, you know. But I'm willing to help. I'm willing to spend some time. My vision is that the city operates within established budgets. How am I doing on time?
2 more minutes.
Thank you. That the city operates within established budgets and is conscientious, conservative, and careful with citizens' money, spending it on things that are necessary, and nice things only if funds allow. The city council and employees use good judgment on what is nice and necessary and design the budget and taxation plan accordingly. This probably sounds like this is nothing new, Doug. We already try to do that. The city representatives and employees continuously look for ways to economize without sacrificing safety or quality of service. And the city representatives listen to input from citizens and act accordingly. That's the vision statement that I wrote last week. And our mission, as a citizens committee, if you will, is to explore and recommend to the city council options for additional cost savings, which can be reasonably implemented, again, without sacrificing safety or quality. To communicate these measures, whether they're implemented or not, to the general citizenry of North Ogden, and thirdly, to follow through, to be sure they are actually done as agreed to. That's my vision and mission statement, subject to critique. But I realize that none of us has all the answers, but I am willing to help. And so I would encourage you to, I don't know if you're planning on saying, okay, we're going to back down to the, was it John, I called it level C budget that the citizens wanted, you know, we desired last week, or if it's the 24% or 29% one, or some hybrid in between. I don't know what you'll end up with. I'm going to go to the Kiwanis meeting that Mr. Buzzwell invited us to last week, which is why I'm standing up quickly, so I can get this to you, and then I will leave. Obviously, you'll make your decision. I'm not here. I trust and hope and pray that you will, as we all want, make the best decision. Again, we're not done. I'm willing to commit next Monday. I work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday is our anniversary. I'm not going to do anything then. But I can work Saturday with you. If one of you will talk with me, see what we can figure out, or anytime Monday. And to me, it's not a yes or no thing, it's a how. how are we going to do this? We can figure this out. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Doug. Anyone else like to comment this evening? Do we have someone online?
We do have one online, Brenda Ashdown, and we do have a new speaker, so let's hope it works.
Okay, let's go, Brenda.
Oh. Are you there, Brenda? Will you try again, Brenda? I don't see anything showing on her signal that she's... There we go.
Hi, Brenda Ashdown. I live in North Ogden. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Okay, great. I appreciate that this man came to the meeting last week and that he came today and that he's willing to get a committee together to look at the budget. My advice to him or anyone else that is concerned about the budget is that had they been coming to the city council meetings from at least January on, the budget has been discussed many, many times, and this committee would have, I think, a fairly good understanding of why the budget is where it's at. I'm not saying don't listen to him and don't work with him, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm glad that they're stepping up now, but I kind of feel like it's a little bit too late. I realize that the budget has to be accepted in a certain amount of time. It cannot, I believe it's by the end of this month, it can't keep getting put off. Maybe if there's, I don't know, that's just my opinion. I think I've been to the meetings, I've listened to the meetings, I have a pretty good understanding of why you have chosen to do with the budget what you have done. I may not necessarily agree with all of it, but I do understand it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Anyone else here this evening would like to comment? John, anyone else online?
Nope.
All right, we will then move on to item number 4. We will have Bryce Nelson, our Administrative Services Manager, and our Treasurer, talk to us about action for consideration of an investment policy. Bryce.
Good evening, Council. Looking to get approval for a temporary acceptance of extending our banking agreement with Wells Fargo to encompass investments. This would be to, we're going to do an RFP process, but we don't want to miss out on opportunity to use the funds we have now to hopefully start our portfolio and grow it, and we would like to take advantage of that. And Wells Fargo has the services and is willing to help us with that while we go through the RFP process and select an advisor. Wells Fargo would act as a broker for it, so what that means is we would have to tell them what things we are purchasing, which me and the mayor sat down and discussed, and we're looking at treasury notes, which is very specific. We would hold them till maturity. Wells Fargo, the state of Utah makes us go through a broker to do that. We can't do it ourselves, as we've learned. So if we approve this, we're able to start this right away rather than waiting to go through the RFP process.
Bryce, I believe Wells Fargo was already our approved financial institution. So this is basically an extension of the agreement.
Yeah, sorry. I should have specified that.
We're only talking about buying U.S. Treasury bills, which are fully guaranteed by the U.S. government. Rates are pretty good versus what we're getting from the state, like nearly double, as I recall.
Yeah, because I think our, when we looked at it last, we were getting less than a percentage of a percent on the money we have in our public treasury, and if we go with the treasury notes, it's up over 2%, so the rate of return is quite a bit better.
I think the last time I looked at a six-month treasury bill, it was over 3%.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So this is something that could, help alleviate tax increases.
And accepting this doesn't, I mean, we're still going to do the RFP process and everything. We just want to kind of get going on it a little faster so that we can hopefully get a good understanding of it before next fiscal year comes around.
Councilmember Swanson, you have a question?
Is this a fee-based or a commission-type structure?
So it would be a commission. Talking with Wells Fargo, as a broker, they don't give you a specific amount, but talking with the broker, he did say it would be a couple basis points off of the whole amount. So the basis point is like it's a hundredth of a percent. So, and he said, since it's just an extension of our banking agreement, they're not looking to make revenue off of it, so they would just collect a smaller fee. And once we go through the RFP process and select an advisor, we would have a set amount. But I've been told it would only be a couple basis points. And as far as brokers go, they don't really give you a guaranteed locked-in rate, but it's pretty low considering the gain that is to be had.
Okay, thank you.
And we're talking about starting out $4 or $5 million, is that my recollection? In
yep.
In U.S. Treasury, so they're low risk, but
yeah.
Maybe two times what we're earning in interest now. So. Any questions for Bryce? Any further questions? JD?
Do we have an estimation on how much more this will gain for the city, or is that too early to ask?
It depends on the rate we can lock in, but if we're looking at 2% of 4 million.
80,000.
Yeah, maybe 1,000.
1,000 if we go with 5 million.
So.
I was saying, so it's
did you have a comment?
So it'd be like a $40,000 increase, right, over that 6 months, or not 6 months, but if that was annualized over the year. One thing I would like to mention for the audience as well as the council is just there are very specific rules on what cities can invest in. U.S. Treasury bonds are one of those we can invest in. And the financial advisors that would respond to our RFP have to be approved by the state to even respond to the RFP, so the state is very cautious with what municipalities are allowed to do. So all of the steps that will be happening in the future are, they're in a very small range of what we're allowed to do, which is part of the reason our rate of return is not super great, because the state wants us to be basically risk-free. So.
So no Bitcoin, no Dogecoin?
No.
I mean, Treasury, but John, I do have to say, if we're earning 1%, and we earn 3, which is the 6 month rate, that's 2% on 5 million is $100,000 incremental.
Correct, yeah.
Just wanted to point that out.
Every 6 months?
Yeah, annually.
Okay.
So, goes mostly to the general fund, and of course it'd be allocated based upon the fund that's making the investment. But so, any other questions for Bryce? All right, then I would. Look for a motion to approve request by Mr. Nelson to allow Wells Fargo to be our investment vehicle for U.S. Treasuries on an interim basis till we get a complete RFP to build our investment portfolio.
Mayor, I move that we accept Wells Fargo as our interim broker for investments until we have the RFP.
Okay, and we have a second to that motion.
Second.
Second by Councilmember Dalpaz. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Bryce.
Thank you, Council.
House Henry? Bryce? Bryce just had a brand new baby. House Henry?
Congratulations.
Yes, Henry's doing great. Mom and the baby are doing good. So.
Perfect. All right, we'll now move on to item number 5. This will be led by Jamie Jones, our finance director. This will be a discussion or action considering an ordinance adopting the final budget and tax rate for fiscal year 2022 and 2023. This would be addressing if the council opts to vote on this at the ordinance 2022-20. Jamie?
Thank you, Mayor, Council. So, easy peasy, we did a public hearing on June 14th and had a truth and taxation hearing on August 9th. And so, we have some changes since the tentative, so items for consideration since then. Is raising the property tax rate about 24.5%, which includes increasing revenues $431,000. The tentative did have a 7% plus growth included, and so that's why the amount that we're raising on property tax revenue is about $320,000. From the tentative. We're also increasing sales tax revenues about $100,000 and adjusting for a contribution from the Northview Senior Center for $12,000. And then we have increased expenditures about $95,000 and personnel related costs make up $100,000 of that, sales tax bond about $200,000, and then we reduced capital projects transfer about $200,000. So all in all, we're ending with a $10.3 million general fund budget. No other changes have been made to the capital projects fund or any of the enterprise funds since the tentative.
Jamie, can I just clarify on the sales tax? We say we've increased it $100,000.
Yes.
Basically, what we found is that our sales tax collections this year we're $100,000 more than we thought. So we're not estimating we're going to collect more sales tax next year. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you for that clarification.
Which I think is prudent. Some cities have opted to avoid a sales tax, I mean a property tax increase by estimating a 10 or 15% increase in sales tax. Our investigation indicates that's a little aggressive. The state feels we're going to probably be entering into a soft recession. Sales tax would be flat to slightly up. I think we're already seeing a decline in major purchases of big ticket items. So when we talk about a $100,000 increase, that was just from the original budget to
yes.
get to what we think we're actually going to collect this year.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
That is all I have at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Swanson, being our council member over finances. I'd like to, see if there's any questions before we start into a motion or any comments you'd like to make.
I have no questions or comments beyond what we stated last week.
Okay. I know I saw an email go out from you asking each council member again if they had any adjustments in the budget they've scrutinized heavily before. I didn't see any responses.
No responses
on that. Okay. And Doug, I would say we're very appreciative of your willingness to help. I think my feeling is, and I'm more than happy to support the council, whatever their decision is. I don't know what we can accomplish in a week. It's very complicated. I've actually had some thoughts about maybe having a subcommittee of the audit committee led by Mr. Wynn, maybe, who's the independent member of that committee, him or Thane, and having them coordinate that effort with Mr. Anderson, because I think it is good to get input. I just don't know what 1 week's going to accomplish, because it is extremely complicated. It's been, I think, an 8-month process. So. Councilmember Swanson.
Regarding the committee, I think because it is it's a committee that will assist with probably the most important job we do as a council, that it needs to be a formal committee where, as we discussed after the meeting last week, where notes are taken and minutes and all of those kinds of things. In order for that kind of a committee to be established, names have to be submitted to the mayor, who then has to get approval from council, and we approve. The earliest that we could do that would be next week, and so it would be after Tuesday that the committee could actually start meeting, and that would give you 1 week. in order to try to digest it, what we've done in the last 8 months, and ask questions and try to come to, you know, to for explanations to be given for every question that will come, because undoubtedly there will be many, and that's what we would be counting on you to do. There just isn't time between now and the state mandated deadline of August 31st that we have to have this budget passed. However, I am recommending to council that we do form the committee, and that we have it formed well in advance of our January start in the next budget, so that committee members, understanding you can't come to every council meeting, every budget session, you know, it'll be impossible. It'd be great if everybody could make every one, but understanding that human nature and busy schedules, you can't make every one, but you'd be involved with the process right from the very beginning and spend 8 months with us going through and lending us that advice in your eyes on the budget. I think that'll be a very helpful thing in our coming budget. And we're August, September, October, November, December. We're 4 months away from starting the next budget cycle, the next process. And we have this committee established and ready to roll. You're in it right from the very beginning. I think you'll be an invaluable asset to us. Absolutely. I just don't think there's time for it to be effective, thorough enough in the week that we would have by the time we had to pass the budget.
Phil, and I that's why I was thinking we could expand the audit committee, have this as a subcommittee there,
sure.
Because it's already formulated.
As long as it's formal, because
yes, well,
dealing with city finances, we've got to have record of
which
everything
is what we do
that's
with the audit committee.
Said. Yeah, absolutely.
So that is a formal committee that we have minutes, we have notification. We have two members of the community who could help Doug in leading this effort. And I would even suggest that they start immediately and they can plow through this year's budget to get an understanding of how things flow and maybe see some things, if we missed anything, would be prepared and ready to go for the budget. So I think there's a mechanism we can do this without actually creating a whole other committee. And have it led by a member of the community. I know you chair the audit committee. We do have the two citizens, and I would suggest that that subcommittee be led by one of those under your direction.
And I think Randy, if he'll accept it, would be great. We already know that he's a fierce watchdog of the budget.
Yeah.
So you'd have another ally there on that committee.
Okay. Any other items before I seek a motion to adopt the final budget and tax rate for fiscal year 22-23? Council Member Edgestrom?
Okay. I mean, I've just kind of had a week to kind of process kind of the feedback that we've gotten. I just kind of wanted to explain, I don't know, my perspective a little bit. You know, I come in as a business owner. I was not like politician. I came with, you know, my particular package of strengths and weaknesses to add to the council. But to me, and you know, the mayor and I actually kind of differ on opinions on about this, but to me, property taxes, especially the way property taxes have been assessed and collected in the city, has kind of moved us out of an economic efficiency of spending. Our property taxes are North Ogden's money being spent in North Ogden. When we move to sales taxes, that moves down a level of efficiency to other people's money being spent on us and our money being spent on other people, and it's just not as specific. To me, like, the property, if you own property in North Ogden, we have made an ordinance so that all of the property tax that we collect in North Ogden goes to public safety, and we've just done that by ordinance. So to me, that makes sense. I mean, that was just a logical make sense to me, because if you own property in North Ogden, one of the responsibilities of property ownership is to protect it. You know, protect who's here, protect, you know, everything about it. You know, that's just my view. I'm not saying I'm right. And I'm certainly open to something else, but it's certainly not the police department's fault that, you know, we'd be raising property taxes. It's just, you know, the sales tax is very
difficult to predict. We don't assess it, we don't collect it, and we don't distribute it. And so it's kind of like, well, what's the state going to give us? You know, and so to me, to have public safety, something that's really, really important, contingent on what the state may or may not give us, just doesn't feel right to me. And again, I'm just trying to explain, give some color to, you know, my perspective on this. We do get a lot of criticism of sort of wants versus needs and things like that, but, you know, I kind of have to put a plug in, I guess I always like to do, for our Parks and Rec department. You know, we've just spent 2 years in isolation, essentially, and I think we've kind of forgotten how to, like, get along with each other. So, you know, you can argue the merits of, you know, one event or something for another, but please don't let's, you know, cut the legs off our department that is really designed to help us come together as a community. And that's the intention for it. It's not to entertain everybody. It's not, you know, it really is to make connections in the community. So having said that, that's just kind of Charlotte's perspective. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, Council Member Ekstrom. You know, as I stated last week, that's the only mechanism we have, basically, the fund, other than sales tax. And our risk profile, it wasn't too long ago that we were 50% sales tax and 50% property tax funded. We are now 66% sales tax funded, 33% property tax funded. I still believe property tax is one of the most unfair taxes that exist, but it's there, and we have to deal with it. I did have a chance to talk with Ricky Hatch and John Bond last week. One of the things that is highly unusual that's causing all this burden to be placed upon residential is commercial assessments did not increase anywhere near what residential did. So now you have a bigger shift of property tax onto residents versus commercial, which has been highly unusual. But that's one of the things that's really putting more burden on the residential properties in the city.
Mayor, just one other.
Oh, okay.
I'll also just reiterate to homeowners, challenge your value. I have spoken with 13, 14 residents across the city, and we've looked at their home values, and they're overvalued, especially considering where the market is today versus where it was on January 1 when the assessments took place. So we've got till September 15th to challenge our values and encourage everyone to go out and challenge your values. Mine's going to drop substantially, more than six figures. My home was overvalued. Which will make a pretty substantial difference in my tax bill across all taxing entities when combined. It'll make a difference in yours as well, so certainly take advantage of that, and it's a way for us to let the clerk auditor's office let the assessor know that the valuations were incorrect or inappropriate, and that's our mechanism. So do it. You've got a month to get the information in and get that submitted. So highly encourage you to do that.
Which is good short term.
Yep.
But let me just remind what the state does, is they say, here's your rate to collect the same dollars you collected. So it's dollars, not rate to spend. So ultimately, it kind of is like an elevator, I guess, so to speak. But okay, any other comments, council? Before us on the agenda this evening is ordinance number 2022-20, which is an ordinance adopting the final budget and tax rate for fiscal year 2022 and 2023. Seeing no more comments, do we have a motion?
Mayor?
Councilmember Barker?
We heard from Doug today. We got an email. I spoke with Blake, and I've let you all know I'm going to move that we postpone this decision for one more week until Blake gets back. That's my motion.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a second to the motion? All in favor of the motion to delay approving the budget till next week? We'll do a roll call vote here. Councilmember Ekstrom?
No.
Councilmember Dalpaz?
Yes.
Councilmember Swanson?
No.
Councilmember Barker?
Yes.
The motion passes on 3-1. Yes on the yes on the motion. You were a yes. I'm sorry. You were no.
It was two and two. It's up to you, Mayor.
Mayor votes to pass the ordinance to approve the budget this evening.
So, do you have to vote?
I'm a no to approve. I vote against the motion.
You have to do a new motion to pass it now. Someone else.
Yeah, I have a motion to approve the budget this evening as presented by Jamie Jones, according to Ordinance 2022-20.
So moved.
So moved by Councilmember Swanson.
Second.
Second by Councilmember Ekstrom. Okay, the motion is to approve the budget this evening. Councilmember Barker?
Yes.
You're approving the budget this evening. Councilmember Swanson?
Yes.
Councilmember Dalpaz?
Yes.
Councilmember Ekstrom?
Yes.
So the council votes unanimously to approve the budget this evening. Councilmember Dalpaz.
I just wanted to explain my vote. I do think it would have been nice to hear from Councilman Severing and know exactly what his vote was. So that was my reasoning for delay. I didn't want to delay, but that was the reasoning.
Councilmember Barker, did you have something you wanted to explain?
Now that we voted, next Tuesday's Northview Fighters Truth and Taxation meeting, so if we would have delayed it a week, I would have been gone and Blake would have been here. So,
nice.
Perfect.
So I was trying to get out of a vote.
Well, okay.
Thanks for being honest.
I'll try.
Let's move on to item number 6. This would be an action to recess the city council meeting and convene the redevelopment agency known as the RDA. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting and convene the RDA?
So moved.
Councilmember Swanson, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A second to adjourn into the RDA. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Thank you. We'll now move on to item number 7 on our agenda, which is a discussion or action to consider an ordinance adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 on the RDA budget. We're now committee members, city council members. So, Jamie, would you proceed with the RDA budget? And this is regarding RDA Ordinance 2022-21. Is that correct, Susan? So, my agenda
RDA
says.
2022, yeah, 21, yep.
Okay. Jamie?
Hey, Mayor, Chairman, we passed a tentative on May 10th for the RDA and the CDA budget. Revenues are about approximately $1,015,000. This includes a transfer from the general fund for the WFRC grant for the North Ogden Plaza project of $100,000, and we have expenditures. Some city rebranding efforts is $50,000. Just recapping here. The North Ogden Plaza project, like I mentioned, from the WFRC for $100,000. And then transfer to general fund to support watering the flowers and another project for the amount of $26,000. Transfer to the Aquatic Center, if needed, of $180,000, and then a CDA fund balance reserve of the $5,000 balance deficit. So really, there are no changes to be made since the tentative. And that's all I have.
Okay, could I just clarify? My understanding is that, is it John $10,000 that the city is putting up, and WFRC is $90,000? I mean, we're not taking $100,000 of taxpayer money. It came
no,
from,
that is the
grant.
That is the 100% grant.
I just want to clarify, that's a grant.
Correct,
it's not,
yes.
It's not taxpayer money.
Right.
Which is all taxpayer money. I mean, it comes from somewhere. Just not out of our property or sales tax.
Yeah. It's us recouping taxpayer money that went to the state. It's probably the right way to look at it.
Okay. And then this is, as I recall, the flowers used to be, the operating cost of the flowers used to come out of the general fund, and we're making them pay it back to the general fund out of the RDA.
Yeah. Transferring from RDA to general fund.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, any other questions? Council Member Swanson, you had your hand up first.
I'm still not understanding the purpose of rebranding.
Mr. Call, did you have a comment?
My experience with rebranding in various companies with whom I've been associated, the only people that benefit from the rebranding are the people who help consult for rebranding.
So the this was coming from the Economic Development Committee.
Right.
What we told them when we originally put this on the budget was that this would not be allowed to be spent because it still has to be approved by Jamie, myself, or all three of us, really, because of the amount of money. And they still need to report back to the council on what they plan to do with it. They had planned to do that in July, but some a family tragedy didn't make that possible. So if you wanted to remove that from the budget and then have it come back as an amendment, that would be fine. But it won't be spent until they come and talk to this group and get approval anyways. So either way.
So it's kind of contingent.
Yes, it's a contingent.
Come back to council for approval and for you, Jamie, and Mayor as well.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Council or RDA committee, John?
RDA board.
RDA board, yeah.
Okay, is there any other questions? Council Member Barker, please.
I had a question with the flowers. We got the email, Susan forwarded it to us. It says part of the money still comes from the general fund.
That was last year's budget, I think.
It is last year's budget. Can you remember?
It's the one.
Can you remember that amount?
It's the one that you sent in the grammar request, yeah. And I was responding to them because they got a message.
I want to say it was like it's in my 5,000.
It wasn't. Yeah, it's like 5 or 7,000. But we were under the impression that everything was being transferred from the RDA.
I think that was the impression that the general fund would not expend any money on the flowers.
So I think that was, I don't know if that was for 21 or for 22.
There were some in both years.
Okay.
But it's another looking for it.
But it might be a fiscal year, it might have been in a 2022 expenditure, but
and
a 2021, 22 budget.
And it's because the wages come out of parks, right? So yeah. So if anything, it would be about 5,000.
I've got it here. In 2021, general fund total was 7,730. Year to date, 2022-23, and 21-22 is 4,035.
Okay.
And it's for, in this year, 2,230 for salaries, 994 for fuel, 416 for vehicle maintenance, 394 for fertilizer.
So this 11,000 is transferring to the general fund in support. We're actually purchasing the flowers and everything else is coming out of the RDA. So essentially the RDA is covering it. So the 11,000 is being transferred to general fund to cover those wages.
Okay.
Where the flowers are coming out of the RDA.
Okay.
Which I think the flowers is right around 9 or 10,000, maybe not quite that
flowers,
much.
Flowers, 75, yeah.
Okay, so no money coming out of it.
No money coming out.
Okay.
It appears that way, but we're transferring the money.
Okay.
Councilmember Barker, are there any other questions on that? Okay, then I would look for the board to make a motion to approve the RDA 22-23 budget. This is ordinance number 2022-21. We have a motion to approve the RDA budget.
Mayor, I'll move that we approve ordinance RDA 2022-21, approving the RDA budget as discussed.
Thank you, Board Member Swanson. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
And a second. We'll do a roll call vote then. Councilmember Dalpaz?
Yes.
Councilmember Swanson?
Yes.
Councilmember Barker?
Yes.
Councilmember Ekstrom?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously. I would now be looking for a motion to adjourn the RDA meeting and reconvene in the City Council meeting.
So moved.
Have a motion by Board Member Ekstrom. Do we have a second to that?
Second.
Have a second by Board Member Dalpaz. Any further discussion? All in favor of reconvening the City Council meeting, please say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move on to item number 9, which allows for further public comments. If anyone would like to comment at this point in time regarding anything on their mind, step up to the pulpit, give us your name, you're a resident of North Ogden, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes.
Justin Scott, resident of North Ogden, and I spoke last week along with everybody else. I'm kind of surprised to see not more people showed up. As you can tell, I'm not a regular attendee. You probably haven't seen my face around, but I did come last week, and I really appreciate you opening up that hearing. But just so I'm clear, like what happened? You passed the budget, right? So what exactly, what percentage are we at now then?
24.5%.
24, okay. So we were looking at, what, 43, 44?
41.
41. I just want to say, I mean, it's a lot better than what we thought it was going to be, and you guys had to have some skin of iron after last week's meeting. My goodness, you know, some of those comments. But thank you for hearing all those remarks. I left that meeting thinking, well, we'll see what happens, you know, and I really didn't, I didn't know. I didn't know how to heart you guys would take all those comments from everybody. I just really appreciate you looking at the budget and cutting it back like you did. You know, my personal tax bill, I would have spent $80 extra a month just for the privilege of living in North Ogden. So it's nice to know that's cut back. As for challenging the values, so as I mentioned last week, I'm a real estate broker with Coldwell Banker. Of the properties I own, I'm only able to do an adjustment on one of them because the assessor's kind of catching up to, you know, from years past our market increases. Although, as I did mention last week too, we are seeing a rapid decline in our home prices. In fact, just this morning in our sales meeting, we talked about the number of canceled contracts, price adjustments. I mean, Ogden, Utah, this North Ogden, Utah Metro is one of the top of the nation for rapidly decreasing home prices. So this is the adjustment to the budget, you know, is very much appreciated for me, and I'm sure from many others too. So just wanted to thank you all for that. That's it.
And Justin, I would just point out too, you're paying taxes for the privilege of living in Weber County.
Absolutely. I do recognize that. That doesn't go unnoticed. I know. So. Especially the schools, yes. Which my kids don't go to anymore. So.
And I just want to say, yeah, we do appreciate the citizens that did come. And, you know, I wasn't surprised that no one stood up and encouraged us to raise taxes. I do understand that. But I think as this citizens committee's formed, and you'll see, we're going to pay attention. We paid attention to the comments that came there. Once again, and I don't want to pound this thing to death, but $223,000 of this budget increase is to catch up on an incorrect accounting procedure that was used in the city that drained our
reserve,
motor pool reserve. And that's $223,000 of the increase, and I don't think it was done, illegally. It was just probably lack of knowledge and an effort not to increase taxes. But you know, it's like I say, as the water goes down in Lake Mead, the dead bodies come up, and that's kind of what we're facing here. Is as the water goes down, because people will have money because of inflation. We're seeing the ramifications of that in our city. So, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sandy Cochran, I live in North Ogden. You didn't ask for it, but I'm going to share my opinion about forming a citizen committee with somebody who couldn't even sit through one city council meeting. If I were all of you, I think I would reconsider that.
Anyone else this evening? John, anyone online?
No.
Now's the time if you'd like to comment. Okay, I see none. We'll now go to comments. Let's start with staff. Jamie or John or Susan, anything we need to be aware of or citizens that you'd like to discuss?
So, Music Mondays again next Monday. I think I've told you before, Council, we haven't had a lot of people attend, but the music has been really good. You can sing along with them. It's been fun, and the weather is perfect, although next week I'd probably suggest a jacket if you stay till the end, because it does start to dip off depending on which way the wind's blowing. And then we watch Facebook for pictures. I know some of you are able to attend the Benny's Boat Race, but that was a fun event with lots of energy. Residents had the fastest boat this year, and Park's boat was second, but it was a lot of fun for those who were able to attend. So
the judges were a little bit shady.
Yeah,
which happened to be Councilman Barker and myself. But
I really wanted to see that hamster wheel do well, and
it didn't.
It fell miserably, but the idea was so cool.
It was a good idea, but not every good idea works. All right, Council, any comments you have?
I just had one thing.
Susan?
So next week we'll be holding a joint work session with Planning Commission. Scott has put together a training at 6 o'clock. We'll have Benj Becker, the Vice President of Piper Sandler, talk about financing methods for public improvements. So that'll be the first hour from 6 to 7. And then we'll have a regular scheduled meeting.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Council. Council member Extra.
It isn't because I like to hear myself talk, although it probably seems like that. But I just want to thank the people that show up. I mean, thanks, Steph. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for coming. I mean, you know, these other committees that you know, you have credibility with me because you show up. You know what we're going through. I might not agree with, we might have a difference of agreement, but I know you're informed and I know that you've taken the time to come. I mean, you show up and you help. I mean, Steph, you were at, doing cotton candy with us for what, 2.5 hours, 3 hours? It's like, you want to help North Ogden? Show up. I kind of like this. It's like, we want to help North Ogden, but we want to just advise you of how to do it. It's sort of like the little red hen kind of a thing where it's like, I'm going to tell the little red hen how they can do it better. And not that to say that I don't want people involved. It's like, yes, please come do something. But I do really appreciate people that come and help. That means a lot because it takes sacrifice to come and actually listen to all of the, the agonizing and debating and going back and forth that we have to do, because it's not easy. And I really appreciate when somebody comes and offers a different perspective. It's like, we've got the five of us, we have our perspectives, but you come and it's like, okay, well, you live in a different part of the city. What's it like for you? I really, really appreciate that. And I like it when you come not after the decision's made, but during the process. That's when it's helpful, once we've gone through all of it and then, okay, now we're to the final thing. Well, it's like coming into the end credit scene and saying you don't like the movie. Well, so anyway, thank you. That's it.
Okay. Any other council members' comments? Council member Barker.
Yeah, this last couple weeks we've been hearing a lot about recreation, and I went and met with Becca yesterday. So North Ogden is the only, if I get this right, we're the only city that sponsors flag or tackle football for all of Weber High School district or boundaries. And so that means Pleasant View, Harrisville, the Upper Valley, they all come here and play. And it's roughly North Ogden contributes half the people, and then the other entities all make up the other half. Becca told me that, yes, it is expensive, but our equipment lasts over 8 years, and we recoup all the money that we put into the equipment over those 8 years. So we are not sponsoring other cities to come play football. They're actually paying their fair way. And also, not that it's a comparison, but my kids are playing flag football, and Pleasant View is sponsoring it. So they're actually going to be playing in Pleasant View. It's $45. Tackle football is in the $500, $600, I think, range. Am I correct? How much? Oh, 125? I thought it was more than that. When my kid played, it seemed like a lot of money. So there is a price difference, but we do recoup our money over the 8 years. So
we don't cover the ER bills.
I know that.
People have a number, Barker. Your son told them it was 600. He pocketed the other
thing. Yeah, it was.
I think once you buy the ride, there's still other equipment you have to buy.
That's
to
right.
For other only sponsors.
It's not cheap. All right, thank you. Any other comments? All right. I would be looking then for a discussion on a motion to enter into a closed meeting for reasons related to Utah State Code 52-4-205-1A regarding the character, professional competence, or physical and mental health of an individual. Do we have a motion to enter into a closed meeting?
Mayor, I motion that we enter into a closed meeting for reasons related to Utah Code 52-4-205-1A regarding the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Okay.
Second.
I have a second to that by Councilmember Swanson. Any further discussion? All in favor of entering into a closed meeting, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We will ask those in the audience to leave. Thank you for being with us this evening.